The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This good day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it true. Lift my voice.
Past 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day way for you to have a good day. And who better to help us have a good day? Someone to keep our heads straight instead of it being crooked, as often is the case with some of the characters that are on this program. Along with Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and Roberto Fasanelli, we present to you... Now, here's where we need the regal entrance, Richie.
Oh, let me go get it.
Horns.
Yeah. Like a chicken. It just got goosed.
That's
nice to have Roberta back.
Uh-huh.
Not terrible.
Yeah. Right. Dr. Joy Brown is with us.
Let's pick one of the appropriate entrance theme for Joy, okay?
Yeah.
Ready?
Oh, no, that's not it.
No. How about it?
She's heard that from a lot of patients, I bet.
A lot. Right. Yeah. An ex-husband? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
How about I just call to say I love you?
That's a very good way for you to get introduced. Thank you.
I just call to say I love you.
Yeah. All right.
Or joy to the world.
All right,
I'll take the banjo.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go for the banjo.
All right, so let's talk about gay marriage in Kentucky. I figure we got everybody else's opinion.
Okay, let's.
I figure it's time for a food fight.
Gay marriage in Kentucky.
Yeah, the lady who is in
if
question.
If a brother
here,
marries his brother, is that gay marriage in Kentucky, or is that just a normal day?
Well, you know, that was a question I asked without being facetious. This woman doesn't want to let gay people get married.
I think that's fine. I think she should then go find a job where that doesn't have anything to do with her job.
Right.
Well, yeah.
But then there are marriage licenses, and I said this to sort of be facetious, but I wasn't really being facetious, where Cousin Joe has married Cousin Alice.
It varies greatly that a first cousin is not necessarily, depending on the society, a no-no and can be a yes-yes. The reason, presumably, that people were not, and the whole issue about first cousins is a relatively modern one in terms of laws against it. And what happened is that once they figured out about genetic material and the idea of why you don't want close intermarriage in general, let alone first cousins, is because recessive genes then can dominate. Mm-hmm. And as you guys remember from Biology 101, if you have a recessive gene, it doesn't show unless you get two recessive genes.
Right.
For example, a lot of people think intelligence may be a recessive gene. So the idea
especially in Congress.
Or Kentucky. Don't say that. Yeah. Right. So the idea being that the idea of close intermarriage is that it just makes recessive genes show as opposed to be hidden. But not all recessive genes are bad. I mean, for example, I think curly hair actually may be a dominant gene. Blue eyes are dominant. So, I mean, the idea
is... dominant or recessive? I thought blue eyes were recessive. Brown eyes are dominant.
I can't remember.
Right.
It's one of the...
Red hair is recessive.
Curly hair, I think, is recessive.
Yeah.
No, let's keep going. Dr. Joy Brown, Roberta Fasanelli, by the way, have a Queen of Cheap report. In a few minutes here on Good Day.
Is she doing that or am I? We both love
cheap. Well, maybe you can contribute once she gets
started.
Yes,
absolutely. I'd love to hear what you know.
All right, you're both New Yorkers.
Yeah.
And you both have the same opinion of Donald Trump. When it comes
to...
Yeah, right.
Okay.
When it comes to, however, people to fix our problems that we create ourselves by electing people who are not good at fixing problems that they create them, what is psychologically, Joy, do we need to look for in a potential president? Because I think that's
really good question.
Yeah.
All right. Here. So we actually did we did on my program for yesterday. What is on a scale of 0 to 10? What is your confidence in the government? Which was embarrassing. We got like 100 responses or something, and the average was like 0.0. Mm-hmm. I mean, people were, there was
there's
1.7.
There's no confidence in this government. There's no confidence at all. No leadership.
None. Okay.
We have a hero.
But no. We're not talking about any particular president. We're just talking about the government
leadership.
In general for the last 50 years.
Leadership is what we're talking about.
Well, we're not even, we didn't even get that specific. We just said, do you trust the government?
Yeah.
And they said, no. Mm-hmm. Although, one of the points was, if you look at government as Congress, the Supreme Court, and the president, not at all. But if you look at government as infrastructure, making the trains run on time, taking care of roads, police, fire, that they do. And that was an interesting distinction. All right. So my point was, who do we get to run for president? If we don't like anybody who's running, how do we get good people to run? Which is a huge issue. And my second point was that, for me, the presidency is kind of like being a parent. And I go around saying it's one of the most important jobs any of us ever undertake with absolutely no training. We have no idea what it really entails.
Yep.
And if you think about it, the presidency is kind of like the father of the country, right? So these guys go in thinking that they're either arrogant or they want to make a lot of money or they have no idea what the job entails. And even if you're the vice president, presumably you have not very much, and most vice presidents don't run anymore anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is, how do you pick somebody that you think would be really good? And what we tend to do in our country is we have popularity contests. We pick the best looking, the tallest, the most articulate. We have popularity contests. The most successful ruler of a country that exists at this moment right now is probably Queen Elizabeth II, who has been a monarch longer than anybody else in England and has gone from Stalin to the current day. And she's respected. Now, admittedly, it's a monarchy, so it's a different issue.
But she's very influential on what goes on in public
absolutely.
Politics.
Absolutely.
Don't think the Queen and the royal family are extraordinarily influential, the most influential in British life. They really
are. And understand that her father was second in line, so he was never expected to be. And so this was a job that she took having no real training for it, no real expectation. So the question is, and my guess is, she's not exactly a charismatic figure. We trust her.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we, and obviously we're not going to go back to a constitutional monarchy. Maybe George was right and should have kept
wave.
Us.
It's in the wave.
So the question is, how do you pick somebody? And if you want to pick somebody who agrees with you, you're going to limit your options because nobody's going to agree with you completely. So how do you pick somebody that has some integrity, that's never, by definition, not going to be experienced in it? Come on. Unless they're a second-term president, and then half the country hates them anyway. So how do you pick somebody? And I think you pick somebody that's smart, that maybe has some business sense, except running the government has very little to do with
Donald Trump,
business.
You've just described him.
Integrity?
Yeah, business sense.
Everyone ends up being egomaniacal.
Whether you look at Donald
Trump or Hillary Clinton, they both have egos that can't fit into any room.
You're not going to get Mr. Peepers to run for president.
No, you're really not.
And probably the most moral human being we've had in the last 50 years one of the lousiest presidents, which was Jimmy Carter. I don't know how we...
Well, he was moral, yeah.
He was moral. And one of the most immoral was probably one of the better presidents, Richard Nixon, under the circumstances.
Yeah. Yeah.
16 past the hour, Dr. Joy Brown, Roberta Fasanelli, Queen of Cheap, has her Queen of Cheap report in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. You're a biker if your other suit is a rain suit. Five more today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute and this edition of You're a Biker If. You're a biker if your idea of a three-piece suit consists of leather chaps, vest, and a riding jacket, or the dealership staff knows you by name. You're a biker if you wake up in the morning next to your better half wondering if the bike will start. You're a biker if you carry a crushed flat beer can just in case the ground is too soft for a kickstand. And finally, you're a biker if your phone screensaver is a picture of your motorcycle. That's it for this edition of You're a Biker If. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. What's the source of creativity? The violin.
Albert Einstein said that some of his best discoveries came while playing his violin, according to Maria Popova at brainpickings.org.
Great ideas are actually combinations of ideas. They form from your knowledge, experiences, and insights.
You mix them together, remix, and reshape them. Eventually, a big idea is born.
But much of the work is done by your subconscious mind. That's where the violin comes in.
When you broaden your experiences and knowledge, you'll come up with better ideas faster.
Of course, you don't have to play the violin, but the more creative your hobby, the more it helps your career and leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6200.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how are you getting along with the grandparents? It's a problem I hear a lot. Imagine the situation. Your child misbehaves and deserves his or her punishment, but then grandma and grandpa, they step in and take the child's side. What to do? Here's the developmental science of it.
And I can only imagine what your grandfather would have said.
Commonly referred to as interfering, it can undermine your authority as a parent.
And here's a little gift from Grandpa George and me.
But grandparents, they really don't realize they're interfering. They're just trying to help out, and grandparents can be a great source of learning for your children.
My grandmother was the first person to ever punch me in the face.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Next time this happens, just explain the situation to the grandparents and inform them quietly without emotion that you appreciate their help, but you're in charge in your home. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Hi, today's Queen of Cheap Report from Roberta. Posted information you can find in the Better Living box, by the way, at DougStefan.com. All right, you've got it, Robertsky.
Okay, free national park passes. Who wants a free national park pass? I do. Well, you got to find a fourth grader, or somebody who looks like a fourth grader, or your neighbor's fourth grader, or grab one off the streets. But all you got to do is find a fourth grader. No, don't grab one off the streets. All you got to do is find a fourth grader, and then you go to the wonderful link that we have posted for you at DougStefan.com. You sign them up, and you get a free year-long pass to all of our national parks. Pass is good for a full year, starting from September 2nd of this month to August 31st next year. The national parks, the forest, the monument, the wildlife refuge. Normally, this costs $80, and it'll get in the parents and the kids as well. And listen, if you're a teacher or an educator, and even if you homeschool a kid, you can get your entire fourth grade class in absolutely free. Plus, you is part of the Every Kid in a Park program. So just get your neighbor's fourth grader. Just go online. I went online. I don't have a fourth grader. I went online. I signed up for it.
Your husband?
No. The Every Kid in a Park. I just said, yes, I have a fourth grader.
They're going to be nice enough to give us a free pass to something we pay taxes for anyway.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because I figure I might take the kid across the street with me sometimes. Sure.
Why a fourth grader? Why that particular distinction?
They said fourth grader.
What if you flunked fourth grade?
Educational.
Can you still go?
What if you skipped fourth grade? Or if you're homeschooled, then,
okay,
you know.
60 seconds, Roberta. Yeah. Get it in. Come on,
okay.
Let's go.
And also, free college textbooks. There's a program just in time for back to college. You'd be surprised how many colleges subscribe to this program. Most of the public universities, state universities, city universities are on this list, and you can get the equivalent of what you're studying in class that you may have to buy your textbook. They have the equivalent textbook absolutely free at OpenStaxCollege.org. We have that link for you at DougStefan.com. And you can download them, and you don't have to pay a dime. And the colleges will recognize them. That's the whole thing about this program, that they put the books to the colleges, and they said, yeah, okay, we'll accept that as a textbook, you know, in lieu of the one you have to pay, like, $50 for instead.
So I read Lady Chatterley's Lover when I was in college.
I figured you did.
Accepted stuff. Catcher in the Rye.
Uh-huh. Katie Ballinger.
Bad Magazine.
Oh, yeah.
21
Bad
After
Magazine.
On Good Day.
This is Sharon Hunt.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I keep my nose on the grindstone. Work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay.
Richie and I talk about drinking on the weekend, and here we got Merle Haggard.
There you go.
Bringing us back to the weekend and then wondering about Monday morning. Merle Haggard in the news. Known for helping grow the outlaw country movement back in the 1970s. I don't think he's outgrown his outlaw image at all.
No.
He speaks his mind, doesn't care who hears him or who likes him. So he's given an interview, and he was asked a lot about a bunch of different things. One that struck him was his opinion of the newer country musicians. He had a nice... Well, he was talking about a new singer named Sturgill Simpson, currently opening for Merle on his tour. He says, as far as I'm concerned, he's the only one out there. He comes out, does a great show, that's it. As far as other country musicians are concerned, the rest of them sound like a bunch of blank to me. I can't tell what they're doing. They're singing about screwing up on a pickup, tailgate, things of that nature. I paraphrase that somewhat. I don't find about anything there that helps my life. My music is about helping people's lives. It's hot right now, but he says he thinks it will cool off. So how long has he been around? He's been around about 40 years, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
At least.
Yep. Inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, Songwriters Hall of Fame, has received the Kennedy Center Honors. Career spanning decades. He doesn't plan on slowing down. He says, I feel right now I'm great. I don't have much sign of aging. I've had cancer, so I'm not scared. I ain't scared of nothing. Looks like somebody wants me to be alive, so I'm going to do my best to act like I'm alive. I enjoy playing and singing and traveling. It's a little rougher every year, but maybe they ought to be out there and fix some of the roads. So, you agree with Merle Haggard, new country is not as good as old country. I agree with him 100%. I think the new country music is crap.
You guys sound like just cotchety old man.
No, I like
not
you.
As good as I am. Let me tell you something. Country's never been as popular as it is today.
Very popular because there's great promotion in it. People are smart that are running the country music cavalcades, and so they're doing a good job with it. I don't happen to think it's anywhere near as important. When I find a station that plays what they call classic country, I listen to it. I like it. Don't like the new stuff. Don't identify with it at all.
But that's just it.
Of identifying with it, yes?
Yes. Just because you don't identify with it doesn't mean it isn't good.
It's not good for me. Everybody everybody discusses this on their own personal taste. I'm just telling you, as far as I'm concerned, it isn't working for me. The old country works for me, new country doesn't. So, therefore, Richie, I think we'll move along.
There you go.
The video of the day today at DougStephan.com, from General Motors. This is very cool. You got to watch this. This is a time-lapse video showing a restoration done to one of the Corvette convertibles that was sucked into a sinkhole a year or so ago. The car was significant to GM because it was the 1 millionth Chevy Corvette that was built.
This was the sinkhole at the Corvette Museum, not just any Corvette.
At the museum,
the Corvette Museum with all of these extremely rare Corvettes for one reason or another.
Yep, that's what it is. All right, so check that out, video of the day. Video of the day from yesterday came from Bloomberg News. They present a story on the National Audio Company, the last audio cassette factory, and the owner says he's glad that they held on because business is booming. Listen to this. Oh, that's good.
I think you could characterize our operating model as stubbornness and stupidity.
That's all you need right
there. Right.
Too stubborn to quit.
Too stubborn to quit. Knows what his market
now,
is.
We're making more audio cassettes than we've ever made.
Good for you, sir. Check out, you're always teasing me about my old audio cassettes.
Maybe I'll go get some new ones. It's about a 4-minute story and you got to hear it. It's
check
great.
It out. Video.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's
Update to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
After the hour now on the exciting Doug Steffen Good Day program. Imagine, Richie, you and I and Kenny could go home if there were two other voices here, Jennifer Horn and Meredith. If those two were on with Joy and Roberta, be the end. Good night. Goodbye.
The
good luck to all
show.
Of you.
Well, I was going to say, why are we just, the two of us can do this if you guys want to go take a break.
There's no way.
We're good. Joy and I could do the show.
Yeah, we could leave you two here alone. It would be an absolute just mob scene. No control.
I have to tell you, guys.
A lot of vacancies here tomorrow.
No commercials would get played.
No, we pay. We're not stupid. You know, we know.
Exactly. We know.
And then we're pros.
But you don't care about Doug's money. You would just sit there and chit-chat until, you know.
I mean, it's the perfect scenario. I'm from New York, and now I live in New Orleans. And Joy is from New Orleans, and now she lives in New York. Bingo. Mm-hmm. There we go. It's perfect.
I have to tell you guys, at one point.
The Kentucky game over?
No.
I'm not allowed in Kentucky.
Are we assuming that you and Doug are going to go to Kentucky next? I mean, come on.
No. What, Richie and I? Are you kidding?
Doug won't have me.
No, I would go get on a tractor. Actually, I have a lot of things to do today, and this program is just delaying me from getting the other things done that I need to do. So,
but Roberta and I will take care of it for you. Don't worry.
Yeah, I know you will. But
they
to this tomorrow, you see.
Yeah, right, okay.
You don't. I do.
They had me do a weekend show with one of the guys, one of the news guys.
Yeah.
And they used to do food.
When
I was at OR, and they would do food. Mm-hmm. And so I was a more seasoned broadcaster, so I kind of ran the show, and he ordered the food. And what he ordered was adult milkshakes, which he didn't tell me. I just thought, oh, these
milkshakes
are delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had booze in them. And I don't drink.
No.
So, and he said, and these are delicious, and they're chocolate,
like,
and they're delicious.
So you were in under...
Our producer said it was the best weekend show ever, and they never let us work together again, ever.
All right,
Joy,
speaking of...
What years were you at OR, by the way?
See what I mean?
Oh, forever.
Yeah,
forever.
She was there a long time.
Because I was there from, like, 81 to 83.
Okay, hold on.
No, we'll talk later.
All right. So there are three things that are connected here. First item, United Airlines announced that their chairman, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Jeff Sminkst, has been fired because he made a deal with the former chairman of the New York, New Jersey, whatever they call it,
Transit Authority.
The Transit, but it's the New York, New Jersey Port Authority. So among other things, this guy had a very close friendship with the fellows running the airports, to the point where he was looking for favors for United. So he gave this guy's mother lived someplace in either North Carolina or South Carolina, and he had a hard time getting there. So United instituted a flight from JFK to this guy's mother's hometown in order to accommodate this guy, and so United could get what they wanted from the Port Authority. They sent a daily flight from New York to this guy. I guess there are some other things that were irregular. And so Mr. Sminkst was fired with a check for $5 million.
Yeah.
Gets the rest of his life. He has air conditioning. He has health care. And he has a car and whatever other things he has. So there's that.
You get fired and you get all these perks like health care. Does somebody fire me, please, and give me perks like health care and a car?
Well, he gets it for the rest of his life. And he gets flight perks, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, next.
Could you do that for me? Could you fire me, Doug, and give me health care?
So yeah, we normally don't trust the government. We don't trust airlines.
For the rest of my life? That'd be really nice.
Here's number two. There's no comment necessarily. That's just sort of one of those human interest things. British Airways has a daily flight from most every major city in America to London. Included in that major city seascape or landscape is Las Vegas. Unfortunately, as the plane went down the runway, one of the tires exploded. Bits and pieces of the tire got up in the engine. Uh-huh. The engine exploded, and poof, there was a fire that looked, by the way, pretty scary. Now, here's an example. You don't hear this from me very much. Here's an example of when the people running a public entity like the airport got it right. They were so good. Richie, you've got the audio there of the captain declaring a mayday. Within 90 seconds of this guy saying, we've got a fire, we have an emergency, in 90 seconds, they had the airport facilitator out there with crews. Within 3 minutes, the fire trucks were there dousing the flames on the plane. If it had been, the pilot was very much his wits about him. He pulls all the stops on all the equipment that shuts off the flow of oil, hydraulic oil to the engine, the flow of fuel to the engine, all the electric current to the engine, and there's also a stop that they pull that puts sort of a powder on the engine to try to put the fire out. If he hadn't done that, plane's full of fuel, it would have taken a matter of seconds for that fuel to get into the wing and blow up that plane. So there was nobody who died. There were a few people who got hurt sliding down the rubber whatses to get out of the plane.
The slides, yeah.
Yeah, and that was it. I mean, if you look at the pictures of that plane, the video, you think that plane's going to blow up in any second. Alan, Richie, did you find the audio?
I do, right.
Speedbird, Mayday, Speedbird 2276, request fire services.
Speedbird 2276, heavy fire services are on the way.
Speedbird 2276, heavy, we are evacuating on the runway. We have a fire, I repeat, we are evacuating.
Speedbird 2276, heavy, roger.
Goosebumps.
Everybody's so calm.
Well, that's the British way.
You know what?
Yeah. We're requesting heavy fire service.
Well, I mean, you know, Sully Sullenberg, you listen to his tape, and that guy is just like steel.
Yeah.
But that's where these pilots are trained.
Yep.
Think about that. You're sitting in like a 4-foot by 3-foot room with the back of your plane on fire, talking to the tower.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And telling them you're on fire.
Mm.
How many people would want to just, I'm gone.
See you later.
Bye.
All right. So here's the third. Here's the hat trick in the stories. The lady's name is Cherie Stanley. Works for ExpressJet that feeds Delta and United and maybe American. I think it may do small plane, the express planes, the commuter planes for at least two, if not three.
The puddle jumpers.
Yeah, puddle jumpers.
Like United Express, American Eagle.
Yeah, that's exactly who it is. So this lady is a flight attendant. Her name I gave you, Sherry Stanley. She has filed a discrimination complaint against them because she's a Muslim. She just started her job, and she's refused to serve alcohol because of her religious beliefs. Hello, can you say...
Why would she take that job?
Exactly, hello.
It's like, why would you get a job as a bartender if it's against your religious beliefs to serve alcohol?
Yeah.
Because she wants to create a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
She took the job knowing that she would bring this lawsuit forward.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you didn't know that you were going to ask me.
The other side of it is that the people at the airline doing the hiring ought to know, at least at this point in time, that you don't hire Muslims to do this kind of work because they don't want to.
No, but they can't do that because then they're discriminating.
How can they not do it?
Because then that's religious discrimination.
Why?
Yeah.
If it's part of your religion and that gets in the way of you performing your job, why would you hire somebody in the first place?
They're allowed to ask if she's willing to serve liquor. They're not allowed to ask what her religious beliefs are.
Well, that should be on the questionnaire.
It should be on everybody's
You have no problem serving. Oh, okay, that's fine.
Employment application.
It will be on the questionnaire now.
Part of your duties are to serve alcohol. Do you have a problem serving alcohol?
Mm-hmm.
If the answer is yes, well then.
Tell me she didn't take this job knowing that this is the situation.
Of course she did. Somebody put her up to it.
Yep, could be.
Yeah.
All right, in a moment we're going to meet Amanda Turkel, who writes for the Huffington Post. Her focus has been Kim Davis. We'll talk about Kim Davis and the article that she wrote.
Did she serve alcohol?
Kim Davis or Amanda Turkel?
No, she used to drink it,
Kim
though.
Davis.
We'll find out in a moment here.
We'll get her a new job.
Yeah, as we continue, it's 43 past the hour on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, you've been left out. You're rejected. So how much does that hurt? Actually, a lot. Here's the biological science of it.
I'm a loser.
Your kid didn't get picked for the team, your daughter didn't make cheerleader, and you're left out on a promotion that you thought was guaranteed. Anytime we're left out, neglected, ignored, excluded, even in an internet chat room, it impacts our brain. Some people are so hurt by being left out, they actually become passive and numb. Why? Recent brain imaging suggests that people who are left out are really crushed and hurt, and the part of the brain that responds to physical pain lights up too. What's the chief psychological trick? Into everyone's life, some rejection will fall. The quicker you replace the rejection with a success, the quicker the pain will go away. Got a question about rejection? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on AppCheck, remote, free from Apple, allows you to sync and control iTunes and Apple TV from any iDevice over your home Wi-Fi network. Remote.
It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Harrison with you. According to a new progress report, deadly and destructive weather, not to mention droughts in Georgia, California, Kansas, North Carolina, Florida, Tennessee, North Dakota, and all across the country, are consistent with the changes scientists predicted would come with global warming. As far back as 1995, analysis by the National Climatic Data Center showed America, quote, had suffered a statistically significant increase in a variety of extreme weather events. Scientists now predict flooding may double the amount of corn wiped out over the next 30 years, costing agriculture $3 billion a year. Conversely, the West will have devastating droughts as global warming decreases mountain snowfall, causing what snow there is to melt earlier in the year. Reality check from the Green Universe.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This All-Star is particularly remembered for one swing of the bat. Although he'd only played 54 games with the Yankees, his extra-inning home run against the Red Sox sent the Yankees to the 2003 World Series.
Sam hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series. Boom, a hero in Game 7.
So, where is Aaron Boone now? The Boone family has baseball in their blood. Aaron was the third generation of his family to play in the majors. After retiring in 2010, he became an analyst for ESPN's Baseball Tonight, joining former Reds teammate Barry Larkin. And Aaron still talks about the Yankee shot heard round the world.
And I was going to take a pitch, and on my way up to the plate, I said, you know what, you're thinking too much, just get a good pitch to hit.
As he's known in Boston, Aaron Bleeping Boone. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
46 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Joy Brown and Roberta Fasnelli and Kenny and Richie and I have Amanda Turkle with us, who is a senior political reporter, politics managing editor at the Huffington Post. She writes, quote, Kim Davis, the county clerk who defied the federal court order to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples, emerged from jail on Tuesday and was greeted by hundreds of jubilant supporters carrying flags, crosses, and signs, one of which read, Supreme Court equals the new ISIS of America. Ooh. I, like you, Amanda, when I saw that, I fumed. What has been the reaction on social media to that comment and to your reporting?
Well, there's been a little bit of, I think people have been a little bit surprised by these signs, but maybe not too much. Most of the attention on what happened at the rally yesterday focused, I think, on Mike Huckabee and the sort of grandstanding role he took, you know, coming out and raising Kim Davis's arm, and reportedly his aide even blocked Ted Cruz from going to the microphones and talking to journalists because the governor wanted all the attention on himself. There were at least one Confederate flag spotted in the crowd, too. There were some pro-marriage equality counter-protesters. So it seemed like a bit of a circus yesterday.
So she has no plans to resign, it would appear.
No, she has no plans to resign. She plans to go back to work very soon. And the question now is whether she will comply with the judge's order to not interfere with the issuing of licenses to marriage licenses to same-sex couples. And so far, five of her six deputy clerks are issuing those licenses. The only holdout is her son, who's a deputy clerk. They see this position sort of as a family business. She's held it for quite a while, and she took it, I believe, from her mother.
So
now the question is, what is she going to do? Is she going to comply with the court's order, or is she going to interfere, and she could end up back in jail?
All right, how many? She has twins. Does she have any other children beside, is this son one of the twins, or is he another beside the twins?
I'm not sure, actually. I'm not sure how many kids she has.
Well, I know she got impregnated by a boyfriend when she was married to the first husband, had the twins, and then later on down the line married the guy who was the father, divorced him, went back to the second husband, and it's an interesting route that she's taken. And I'm also interested in this comment you made. Kind of reminds me of Blue Bloods, the family business. It is. It's kind of like assumed that these people are going to stay. So what? The reason I asked how many children she had, maybe she can fire the other five clerks and bring in other members of her family, and then they're back to refusing to give license. They all agree that they won't give any licenses.
Then
the same
they can get
sex
a suite at the family jail.
Yeah, right.
Well, I would think the judge would find that to be interference with the issuance of licenses. And I'm not sure when she's up for re-election, but it will be interesting to see if she is re-elected, because Rowan County, which is where this is all taking place, has Morehead State University, which has actually quite a few LGBT supporters, but it also has this conservative Christian community, which she's a part of. And so you have this divide in this county, and that's why it's a bit more of a hotbed than some other more conservative places in Kentucky.
So one of the things that came up in this discussion is she became a Christian a few years ago. What religion was she before that?
I don't know which religion she was, but that has been part of the thing. Her supporters have said, yes, she's been divorced three times. It's not exactly family values, but she became a Christian, so everything beforehand is forgotten.
Ah, I see. Well, I just am trying to figure out why. Well, I don't know. There's a lot of things to figure out here. Much ado about nothing, but it's captured the public's imagination. Obviously,
yeah, she's not going to go along. There's no reason for her to go along. She's going to do it again.
Yeah.
and just keep going back.
She's
become a martyr. Right, yeah. She's now, she's all about, if you look at her life, and you're the shrink, Joy, look at her life, she's all about getting attention. Whatever happened in her earlier life, what she needs now more than anything else in her life is attention. Amanda, thank you for being here. Amanda Turkle from the Huffington Post about Kim Davis on Good Day. 51 past the hour. God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she gets to know you. She goes to own you.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
You know, it's funny. Some of us will never, ever find true love.
Like, take, for instance, me. And I'm pretty sure that guy right there and that lady with the sidebars and basically everybody at table nine.
Well, what happened to the song?
Make you smile whenever you're sad. Carry you around when your arthritis is bad. All I wanna do is cold with you.
Please get out of my Van Halen t-shirt before you jinx the band and they break up.
Medicine when your tummy aches. Build you a fire if the furnace breaks. So it could be so nice.
We're living in a material world, and I am a material girl or boy.
I miss you, kiss you, give you my cold when you are cold. Need you, feed you, even let you hold the remote control. So let me do the dishes in our kitchen sink. Put you to bed when you've had too much to drink. Oh, I could be the man who grows old with you.
Very cool. All right, so Adam Sandler's 49, so we focus on him, his music, and his movies. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here at 55 past the hour on Good Day. Also joining us is Dr. Joy Brown, along with Roberta and Kenny and Richie and I. She's pretty much in the same league as you are, Chucker, when it comes to seeing every movie, thinking about all these stars, knowing what the plot line is, because she goes every night to a different movie, it seems, or she goes to a different Broadway show, or in some way, shape, or form is into the action in New York. So I want to hear your opinion.
More qualified than me. What am I doing here?
No, I'm not sure about that. I want to know what you think about Adam Sandler and what Joy thinks about Adam Sandler.
Well, I'll give you my opinion first. He's 49. He certainly bucked the trend for a lot of comic actors on the big screen. I mean, if you look at the career of Jim Carrey, there's been almost no interest in Jim Carrey once he hit the age of 40. He's had very little success at the box office. Sandler, despite what critics say, they pound him, they don't like him. He still has people other than pixels showing up to see his movies, and they're profitable enough for him to continue. He just signed a deal about a few months ago at Netflix, I think, to do a three-picture deal. That's going to be the next phase in his career.
Well, I think the last thing he did that was even fun was Wedding Singer. I mean, I think he was wonderful in that. But and clearly, there is kind of a sort of...
You didn't like 50 First Dates?
No.
I thought those were cute movies.
Well, first of all, I think he's become kind of the Three Stooges of modern life, in that there's this huge dimorphism between men and women about whether or not they like Adam Sandler. Because I think Adam Sandler, with all due respect, reminds you guys of being kind
young
of frat
and stupid.
Boys. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's a man child.
Yeah. And for I know this comes as a great shock to you guys, but women do not necessarily appreciate idiot boys. You know, we sort of look
Don't tell my wife that.
Idiot men, at least.
I'd be in trouble.
You know, so I think there is, and Hollywood obviously has a whole bunch of men children in it, but in terms of box office success, his last couple of movies, I think, have tanked, haven't they? I mean, they do okay on DVD, and they do okay internationally.
Well, they didn't perform like his other films. They probably worldwide at a break-even point.
Well, but honey, that's tanking.
Yeah.
When you talk worldwide, I mean.
Well, if he was a stock, he would be on a downtrend. I'll give you that.
I got to tell you,
you would have sold.
You've just sent me into a severe depression here.
Okay. Well, then
My whole being has just been attacked.
It has.
It's a taste, an acquired taste. I used to not like him at all. I do. Richie keeps saying to me, "You always say the same thing whenever he's on." Yeah. I'm consistent anyway in that I didn't like him, and now I do. And I think
what do you like about him now?
I like
that you didn't before.
The way he sort of handles things when he did those two or three movies with Drew Barrymore.
Wedding Singer was great.
Yeah, but there was another one with
the
First Dates and the.
I think the barometer is Mr. Deeds. If you like Mr. Deeds, you like Adam Sandler. If you don't like that movie, you don't.
Yeah.
I think I find that movie hysterically funny.
Well, so there you go.
I find it tedious. I'm a joy.
Yeah. All right, so Sandler, women don't. That's what I take away from this conversation.
Yeah, I think that's...
Is Joy going to be on my segment all week or what?
Maybe, if it helps you feel better about what you're doing, Chuck, or not, maybe. 59 past the hour.
I'll deal with it.
Food for thought on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.